dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I just want you to know that not every light today was red, okay? So I just want you to know that. There are some days where they're not all red, so I just want you to know that. It is a busy day, folks. National Letter of Intent signing day. At the bottom of the hour, Jeremy Crabtree, the man who invented rivals, obviously.
That's right.
He's going to join us to talk about the Husker recruiting class that is getting better throughout the morning, I guess, keeping your fingers crossed and praying. I like what Colin Cowherd is doing this morning with the Nerd Alert. It is true. But we will fulfill the nerd needs. Hey, we do fantasy football. Some people think that's Nerd Alert. So we will go with that. Also, the Nebraska School Activities Association has released their high school football schedules for the next 2 years. And again, I have to wonder, do they even look at the requests of these schools? I gotta think not. But we'll look at that. Bob Jensen will be joining us as well, our weekly Loper Link. And Daddy, that's just today, because later this week, Scott Shanley, St. Edward boy, playing in the Super Bowl, gonna join us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sean Callahan tomorrow to recap the recruitment, because not everybody's gonna have it signed by the time we fall off today. Stu Pospisil tomorrow with a more in-depth look at everything that is high school. We're expecting Mike Perenio to join us. We're going to try and catch up with Jeff Dittman at Hastings College. They're ranked number one in the country. Tonight, their men take on the number one team in the conference in Concordia, men and women, but Concordia is number one. There is a lot going on. Conference basketball tournaments, even a little conference wrestling going on this week. But I know that you are very, very concerned about what's going on. Oh. We should have played yesterday's show like Groundhog Day.
No.
There are a couple of signings this morning that are a little more, I guess, newsworthy than others for the Huskers right now.
Well, you know, the last couple of days, people started to get very, very nervous because it looked like Levante David started to waver on his commitment. Now he's a linebacker out of Fort Scott Community College, and it looked like he was 50-50 at best last night. All of a sudden, he committed this morning, which is good news for Husker fans out there. And then Corey Cooper, many people thought Illinois had maybe gobbled up the safety with a late push. He is in. His letter of intent is in. Everyone in the recruiting class, folks, is in right now except for Owa. Now, he's the defensive end.
No, but again, remember, it's 9 o'clock in Oregon, okay?
Right, but the word lately is UCLA. Rick Neuheisel made a late push, promised him to go camping in a tent, eat granola bars, and play guitars, and we think that he has really fallen for that. It looks to be down to UCLA and Oregon State. Nebraska maybe all of a sudden is off of his radar. We will have to wait because we believe that his commitment is coming on ESPNU at 1:30. That is Central Time, I believe. 1:30 Central Time, So calm down. We will not know about his commitment until this afternoon.
Also, we will have Bo Pelini's press conference live this afternoon at 2:30 is the scheduled start time. We'll come on and intro that and get you to Bo Pelini's press conference this afternoon at 2:30, where he will be able to talk about all of these kids. And, of course, Andrew Rodriguez at Aurora, his signing is set here at the bottom of the hour at 11:30.
Yeah, and I think Owa, otherwise the scholarship looks to be offered to a kid to the name of, he's from Oklahoma, Simic is his last name. He's an offensive lineman that was a 3-star that was committed to Texas Tech and Mike Leach. He backed off of that commitment. That looks where the scholarship would be going if Owa does not accept that. So that's what's going on. Rivals has us ranked 5th in the Big 12, 22nd nationally, 10 3-stars, 8 4-stars. That is the latest recruiting information we have. As we get more, we'll pass it along to you. But the big news is Corey Cooper and Levante David both signed today. And everybody started to just panic last night thinking, man, what if we only get one of those guys? What if none of them commit?
This is a topic for a different day, but are you into this?
Well, I say no, but then today comes around and everybody starts, the people that are into it start to text me because they think I'm into it.
Well, yeah.
I start getting into it.
I'm not into it, but if they think these are the guys we need to have, then it's nice to know that we're getting the guys that they think we need to have, okay? That's the nice thing. Obviously, this football program at Nebraska has not been built around a lot of five-star so-called commits. What about Breon Carnes changing his mind?
It looked like, yes, over the weekend he was telling everybody he wanted to be a four-year starter and go to Western Kentucky. All of a sudden this morning, I don't know that anybody expected that letter of intent to show up. He committed to Nebraska this morning, so he's on the list as well. So that was good news, and I thought, you know, he was a commit to South Florida originally, then he backed out of that, went to Nebraska, then he backed out of that, went to Western Kentucky. He was telling everybody he wanted to be a four-year starter. Well, all of a sudden, he's coming to Nebraska. So I think that's a great pickup. If not a quarterback, a tremendous athlete, I think.
So we will be keeping an eye on that. Jeremy Crabtree will join us also. You know, it's not just Nebraska. It's UNK. It's Hastings College. We'll be taking a look at some of those. Usually, and we have a little bit from Hastings College, but usually that is the trickle-down effect, Daddy.
Well, it really is. You know, you start to people that don't pick up the preferred walk-on offers, that trickles down to UNO getting their shots in, then UNK getting their shots in, and so forth on down. People want to continue their careers, and it looked like, you know, in the last couple of days, the Bowman kid from Kearney Catholic deciding to be a preferred walk-on at Kansas State. He was a Kearney Hub Defensive Player of the Year. You know, there's some area kids. Derek Foster from Elm Creek is going to walk on in Nebraska. Pete Trouch, UNK. Sean Campbell, UNK. There's some quality area kids out there. Excuse me. I've got this cold. I'm trying to relay the information because I know people are excited out there.
Let's take a break. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
Power of the Eagle, CharterWest National Bank.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
For more exciting high school basketball action, keep it on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's tournament time, and you can hear the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament on ESPN 1460. You can hear the Twin Valley Conference Tournament on the Breeze 94.5 FM and the Luplat Conference Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9. Girls semifinals Thursday, the boys semifinals Friday, and the championship Saturday. Catch it all right here and on ESPNSuperstation.com.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area as we enter the day today with high temperatures of around 40. Southeast winds will stay from 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, a slight chance of snow develops, which may mix with rain with a low of 28. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 30.
Bob Jensen going to join us here in just a few minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. Also, Jeremy Crabtree from Rivals.com going to join us as well. Don't forget, Tri-City Storm Hockey is going on tonight there at Green Bay. Also, plenty of basketball. The Huskers didn't look good again last night. It's just not going to be good. They're at Kansas. They're at Texas. They host Baylor. They go to Kansas State. Those are their next four games. They got Missouri coming in. So let's concentrate on Nebraska women's basketball, where the Huskers and Oklahoma State are going to be doing battle tonight at the Devaney Center, the first ever top 10 matchup in the history of the state of Nebraska in college basketball. Men, women, regular season, postseason, non-Nebraska teams. Creighton's never been there. Nebraska's never been there. No NCAA or NIT matchups in regionals have ever been there. So it's a huge game tonight at 7:05. You can hear it on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Hastings College basketball is at Concordia tonight, and no surprise, Jeremiah Slough of Hastings, the national NAIA Division II men's basketball player of the week. It's 24 points in one game. It's pretty good over Morningside, but how about a conference and a school record 61 points against Midland Lutheran, which was three shy of the national record. So congratulations to Jeremiah Slough. Don't forget Hastings College Hoops on 1230 AM KHAS. Nebraska volleyball going to get lost in the mix, but of course they like to play a little spring ball too. If you're going down to the spring football game, tickets are on sale this morning. They went on sale at 8 o'clock, and 1-800-8-BIG-RED is the number, or you can go to Huskers.com for the reserve tickets to the spring game, which are $10 each. The spring game is at 1 o'clock, April 17th, and then that night, the Nebraska volleyball team is going to host Illinois at the Coliseum at 7 o'clock. The other two spring games for the Huskers are on the road at Arizona State and Minnesota, who was in the Final Four last season. So that's what's going on in that capacity. Later on in the program today, monster trucks are coming to Grand Island, Tony. Monster trucks, big trucks. It's a big day on the show, and we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to Friday's and Saturday's performances. So that's what's going on a little bit later on in the
program. Any other show give you an opportunity like we do?
Husker women's basketball tickets, the biggest game in the history of the state of Nebraska. We gave them away free. Monster trucks, biggest things in the Heartland Event Center. We give them away free.
Bourbon Street Bistro, free.
Free. We got rid of all those.
I think we still have one or two left, but they expire coming up.
You stole
up here.
A couple, didn't you?
No. I was given one.
Daddy did?
I was given one. Well, I don't know if Daddy did. He's got sticky fingers.
I mean, you
over
can.
There.
That's fine.
Oh, no. I got one. I haven't used it yet, though.
Well, Daddy's batching. He, you know, go out, get some chow, take care of things. Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show, because not only is it National Letter of Intent signing day, but for a lot of fans and especially coaches, they want to look at the Nebraska School Activities Association high school football schedules released today. Good morning, Bob.
Hello there, Duda. Hello there, boys.
Well, we're glad to have you on. You're not as much in covering the high school scene before we talk about the schedules. It's National Letter of Intent signing day, but you know the kids that are already going out, and that's not necessarily your focus today, but there are some nice Nebraska kids that are going to colleges outside of Andrew Rodriguez today, aren't there?
Well, there are, and you know the one guy that I kind of want to see what happens with Tyler Evans when he goes down to Nebraska. That's a kid that has got every possible asset you'd want in an athlete, with a possibility maybe being a half a step slower than you wish he was. It's still not real clear how they're going to use him down there. You know, there's a real good chance maybe he's going to be a DB. That kid is as good a leader, as sound a kid as I've ever spoken to. He's a really good athlete. He's an outstanding high school player. It'll be interesting to see how that translates at the next level.
Bob, are there some other kids that we should watch that aren't going to Nebraska that are high school seniors in the state?
Well, you know, a couple guys that you talked about just a couple seconds ago, dude. Derek Foster is one of those that is going to be underestimated unless you've seen him play. The kid is elusive. He's got a sense of where he's at on the field. He's a big play guy, and he's a kick returner. This is a big stretch. I mean, we got a lot of ground to cover before we get here. But I could draw a comparison between what Derek Foster's strengths as a player are with Danny Woodhead. Be real clear, I did not say he is Danny Woodhead, but he's got the same sort of skill. And what he's good at is what Woodhead was good at, and he's about the same size as Woodhead was when he was in high school. I think we're going to find that he's a contributor when he gets down to Lincoln. And I love Pete Trausch. Steve Trouts is going to be a really good college football player. You know, that kid is just massive, but he's really athletic for as big as he is. And he's a kid that's going to do some things.
Bob, I'm going to go to two kids that are going to Concordia that I think can contribute right away. Concordia, as you well know, is a team that's struggled lately. But Jared Hodgson and Chris Kasnowski, both fine athletes. I expect them to play right away.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Kasnowski, you know, he's been around the block. He's been a real important thing of everything that's happened there at Kearney Catholic the last couple of years. And Hodgson, you know, he's just tough. You know, he's not very big. He's not classically big. But there isn't anybody who saw him play who doesn't agree that, you know, when he was on the field, he was almost always the toughest-minded football player out there. I really like how that kid plays. He's one of those guys that they put him at running back because that's where you put a really good athlete. I'd like to see that kid get a shot at something like strong safety where he could get out in the middle of the field and lay the lumber to somebody because that seems to be a real specialty.
Doug and Daddy Show, we're talking to Bob Jensen here on ESPN Radio. Let's go ahead and take a look at some of the schedules, Bob. The district schedules came out. So, again, for most of the folks, we're looking at the games the first 4 weeks of the season, and then the last 4 to 5 weeks you're going to be playing teams that are in your district. And I want to start right off with Hastings St. Cecilia. They're the defending C1 champion. They drop into Class C2, and I think we all knew what was coming. Hastings St. Cecilia is just a man among boys, and I don't know how anybody is going to slow this school down or slow this team down, but I look at their schedule and I have to go, isn't there some way to do something with this football team? They're going to open up with Kearney Catholic. And if Kearney Catholic, and I sent them I got some info from them. I said, did you get anybody that you requested on your list? If they requested Hastings St. Cecilia, there ought to be some drug testing going on over there. Hastings St. Cecilia is going to open up their season, as we said, with Kearney Catholic on the schedule, and then go from there. But they have got some quality teams, but down in C2, they're just not going to be tested at all, I don't think.
Well, you wouldn't think so. That is one of the most, I don't want to say it's shocking. I mean, nothing should shock any of us when it comes to student population counts anymore. But it did seem, I would not have anticipated that St. Cecilia would drop. Clearly, that's a football, that's an athletic program, especially on the boys' side, that's just been off the hook here the last few years. And, I would dare say, Duda, that nobody requested St. Cecilia. to be one of the teams they wanted to play. I think they may have been awarded those games. But bottom line is they are in C2, and, yeah, without a whole lot of study, there's certainly one of your favorites to win C2. I will say this much. Now, here a couple of years ago, I thought C2 was probably as weak as I'd ever seen it. It's been 4 or 5 years ago. But last year, C2 was one of the deepest classes, which doesn't happen very often. There was a lot of really good football teams in C2 last year. Were any of them at the level of St. Cecilia? No, they weren't. And how that'll translate, I don't know. But you can't really take anything for granted. St. Cecilia is going to be a nice fit in C2.
I will say one thing here. Week 0 is a bye. Then they play Kearney Catholic. Blue Hill, which is a very good pickup there. Blue Hill being so strong, I don't know if what they're going to be like coming back next year, and then Wood River, and then Ravenna, which has been very strong in C2. But I think St. Cecilia is going to be catching a couple of these teams that are going the wrong way. And obviously St. Cecilia has graduated a lot of kids as well. But, Bob, I look at it again this year. I thought they had fixed this a couple years ago. There are a ton of week 0 games. I'm going to say the most week 0 games there have ever been. And when we say week 0, back in the day they did that because it made it easier to schedule. There'd be 8 or 10 games that, you know what, we just couldn't, it was just too hard to move everybody around, and it made it work out, and then you got to practice the week early. But now everybody gets to practice at the same time, and I think the state took advantage of that. And there are going to be a lot of teams with bye weeks during the season.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. I'm not a fan of that. I can't imagine there's a player out there that's a fan of that. There might be some coaches who think that's a favorable situation. You get a week off in the middle of the season. But, you know, we're not talking about a college season. that spread out over 3 and sometimes nearly 4 months. You're talking about 2 weeks or 2 months of football. And yeah, I'm like everybody else, man. I can't wait for the football season to start, but I just don't, unless there is, as you say, a scheduling conflict, week zero is no substitute, for a bye week, in my opinion. I'd rather see the season start. Let's play it through. Let's get to the playoffs and get some championships. And, having a bye week, I don't like it. I would rather they not have it. And without talking to anybody, I'm sure there's a lot of different reasons they'd want to either consider, pursue, or accept a week zero game. But just as a blanket statement, I'd rather that we just not play them unless we absolutely had to in week zero. Start week one and get on with it.
Bob, I'm looking at the Class A deal again, and once again, they protected the Omaha schools. They don't have to come out here. And I think if you're Kearney or Grand Island, you want to see how you match up with those metro schools, and you don't get that opportunity. You get Bellevue West, or an Omaha Bryan, I guess. But really, in the district deal, I know they're looking at close to proximity of teams, but there's nobody in Omaha that's in anybody's district. Was that expected, or can't they throw somebody this way?
They could. They're not gonna. I mean, it's been like that forever, as you know, Tony. I suspect it always will be. That it's a real rare deal when you've got a metro team that comes to, say, Kearney, Grand Island, certainly North Platte, a North Fork. I don't know about protecting them, but I do know that it seems awfully convenient that they're in a nice little pack there, realizing that the districts are set up, the way they are. Still, there's games available. And, I don't set in on any of these. I have no idea what criteria they use for these, but I would wish that there would be maybe a fan's perspective to a degree when the NSAA people sat down and made those schedules. Here's what's practical. Here's what might be fun. Would it be fun to see Team A play Team B? And it don't matter what class it's in. You get some of these requests and you try, I'm sure they try and honor, well, at least I think,
yeah.
They try and honor some of those, so on and so forth. But, from a perspective, and it isn't like, the NSAA officials, who many of them, we all know, don't have an idea of tradition being what it is for these football programs. I mean, they've got a rough, they may not know, Johnny's coming back at wide receiver, but they do know that, Grand Island Senior High plays really good football. Okay,
well, and Bob,
let's match them up with somebody that maybe they haven't played.
Well, Bob,
maybe ever.
They did that. They did that with Omaha North and Grand Island the last 2 years. I mean, it's not like they don't know that it's out there, but to put Omaha Bryan and Bellevue West, and who knows what they'll be like in 2 years, I can understand. You look at Kearney, and they've got the district, so that leaves them 4. And in the districts, Norfolk and Fremont, so Grand Island's a given that they're going to play them. And then they go get Columbus. So and then they throw Lincoln East and Bellevue West in there. For Grand Island, they've got Norfolk, Omaha Bryan, and North Platte outside of Kearney. And North Platte's going to be a given there, not being in their district. We're running short on time, and I want to look at a couple of other things. Adams Central and Hastings High are not in the same district, but they will play each other. And let's face it, in Class B, when you only have 3 district games and 6 non-district games, you're going to play everybody in your area anyway in Class B.
Yeah, that is dramatically different than the rest of these setups with the 8 districts and everything. It's a real short district season, and part of what part of what I do agree with, part that I do like about district play is that it sets up some natural drama for the last month of the season. But that's an awfully small sample that they've got in Class B. Only 3 games. Well, there's you're one injury away from having your district season just wrecked. And I wish there was a way to expand that, where you had a little deeper district, but that's the way, that's a change that has been made. And I guess it's agreeable to most everybody, but to me, you're right, especially where they play the 9 games instead of the 8, and then you've got even fewer district games. It's time to play catch up for a lot of these schools. If you have a rough or or a non-winning, a tough, however you want to say it, non-district schedule. You come back, you got a chance to make it right in district. But in a three-game set, like I said, if you've been up and down before you get to district, and then you turn around and, you know, one shin splint, and the next thing you know, instead of being 3-0, you go 1-2, and you're not in the playoffs at all.
I want to take a quick look, because I know you haven't seen absolutely every schedule out there, because Bob's on the road today, but now that Elm Creek's one of your hometowns, how about this? Burwell, Axtell, Maxwell. Those are the three schools. Elm Creek goes down to 8-man this year, and they've got Overton and Elwood and Alma, who's improved, and Arapahoe in their district. But Burwell, Axtell, and Maxwell, which have been studs in the western portion of the playoffs the last couple 3 years, they draw them. And then here's one that's going to be interesting for you. Giltner, of course, losing the studs that they had this past year. But you look at Giltner, and they actually do have Palmer on the schedule this year as a non-district game, and that could be an exciting rematch.
Yeah, with the history that they developed this year, yeah, that's a game to look forward to. Here's a little something that maybe hasn't got to the mighty 1460, 1550 headquarters. Coach Whistle over at Elm Creek actually requested the Denver Broncos, but they weren't good enough to get onto the schedule. I did see that much this morning before I had to hit the road, and that's a nice reintroduction to 8-man football. But Stan does a great job, and his staff does a great job. I'm sure he'll have them, you know, ready to go. But that's a tall order for anybody.
Well, and by the way, Pleasanton and Amherst play week one, so we're looking forward to that. And Loup City's first game in 8-man will be at Anselmo Myrna. Bob, we got to keep moving here. I know you're busy. We're busy.
Big day. Always big day.
Always appreciate the time, buddy. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah, you know it. Thanks a lot, Duda.
Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report. There you go.
Well, there's a lot going on, obviously, in these schools and the referees. Biggest morning for officials. I talked to one set of officials that had a phone line set up. They were four deep, and he said all lines were lit up. Of course, somebody calls too early, so they put them on hold. They go to the back of the list and climb their way forward again. I guess it's just kind of a crazy day for, you know, you don't think about the official side of things, but it's wild out there. Athletic directors.
That's the toughest part of the whole deal. We need to take a break. Jeremy Crabtree to talk national recruiting right after this.
Gentlemen, Valentine's Day is approaching, and you're looking for a secret weapon, a page from the back of the playbook to give you an edge. Well, this is it. An edible arrangements bouquet is the freshest fruit arranged in a beautiful display. You can even dip the fruit in chocolate. Don't just buy flowers or chocolates. Score huge points with delicious fruit and sumptuous chocolate starting at just $25. Order now. Visit a store, call 1-877-DO-FRUIT, or go to ediblearrangements.com. Edible Arrangements. Happiness is always in season.
Prices after rebate, HD access and equipment required. Offers end 2-8-10. New customers only on approved credit. Credit card required of the condition supply. $100 back via DirecTV Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank. Pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc.
Hey, sports fans, get the most out of your flat screen with DirecTV. Watch 8 different sports channels at the same time. Live on your TV. Last chance to get over 150 channels for just $29.99 a month for a full year. Plus, ask about a free HD DVR upgrade. Call 888-DIRECTV. Last chance to get 2009 pricing plus $100 back. Call now. 888-DIRECTV.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with CenterPoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At CenterPoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's CENTRE.wealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area as we head through the day today with high temperatures of around 40. Southeast winds will stay from 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, a slight chance of snow develops, which may mix with rain with a low of 28. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 30.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Jeremy Crabtree is going to join us in just moments from Rivals, but we go to the Dead Popper inbox. Danny, Fast Willie wants to know if it's good news that Breon Carnes has signed with Nebraska.
Well, I think so.
He says, I thought he was a kid that was worthless and Nebraska didn't even want after listening to you yesterday. Or is he a kid we don't want only if he goes to another school? Just curious. Fast Willie.
Well, if he's going to drop you after making a commitment and pledge to come here, and all of a sudden over a weekend that you can't talk to him, decommits and goes to a team that's 0 for 20.
He's your friend now, though?
Oh, well, hell yeah, we'll take him. I told somebody last night, I said,
oh, yeah, we'll take him.
If you're Tommy Frazier and he's your first cousin, don't you make sure the kid gets here?
Oh, Jeremy Crabtree, it was a very busy day, and we are so thankful that he's given us just a few minutes this morning during the Doug and Daddy Show to talk national recruiting. Jeremy, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. How's it going?
Good morning, guys. How's it going? I guess it's almost afternoon now.
Yeah, I tell you what, a lot of the kids, and we talk about this, the West Coast kids are starting to get their commits in. Most of the kids in the Midwest and the East have signed. Right off the bat, when people are looking at the Rivals Network like we are this morning, what are they seeing as maybe a shock value out there or something that shocked you?
Well, I mean, shocking to me is the meteoric rise of the Cal Bears. Cal pulled off a tremendous, triple play by landing two five-star kids and then going out there and landed another kid. They're going to be a top-10 class before everything's said and done. We got Markeith Ambles signing with USC. That was a five-star receiver that was originally committed to Tennessee, so he's going to go back to the coach that originally recruited him at USC. I think USC still got enough on the board here to be a top, top two or three class. We still need to wait and see what happens with them. Ole Miss has made a meteoric rise also. They're all the way up to number 16. They pulled in four or five guys here on signing day. Oklahoma stole one from A&M. I could go on and on, guys. I mean, it's just crazy. It's been one of the more, unusual signing days as we move forward.
Jeremy, you guys have the Huskers at 23 right now, and everybody around here, everybody wants to know. Everybody. Would people please quit texting my phone? What do you know about Oa? What do you know about Oa? Jeremy, you know it all.
Well, I don't know if I know it all. Trust me, Tony, I don't know it all. My wife tells me that every single day. But we kept hearing I had good information, or everybody was hearing good information that Nebraska was the team to beat for a long, long time with this thing. But then in the past 24 hours, we kept hearing from people around him, not from him himself, because Oa shut the whole thing down, but people from around him, people in his family, his extended family, his high school coaches, his teammates, that UCLA had really made a late push with him. And people forget that UCLA was the team to beat in this whole race pretty much after he changed his mind from originally going to Cal. He was going to go to Cal for a long, long time. But then he took that official visit to UCLA and fell in love with Los Angeles, fell in love with the academic situation, and fell in love with the whole Westwood atmosphere. Now, UCLA was the team to beat for a long, long time, but then Nebraska kept chipping away at that, he met Sue, he got a chance to spend 3 hours with him, fell in love with him, fell in love with the coaches. So I know his mother would love, and his family would love to have him stay in the Pac-10 territory. So this is where, you know, this is why that maybe this UCLA information surfaced late. You know, but your guess is as good as mine at this point. You know, my head says Nebraska, but a lot of other information saying UCLA. I guess we'll just wait and see what happens.
Jeremy Crabtree of Rivals.com joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jeremy, if Owa does commit to Nebraska, is he the number one prospect in this class?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, Owa is a tremendous player. I mean, Owa is a top 10 prospect in the country. He would be the biggest recruit that we've seen Nebraska land maybe since Sue. From an impact standpoint, he's a college-ready player. He's got the body. He's got the frame. He's got the motor. He's a very intelligent kid. You're not going to have to go out there and teach him new techniques or anything like that. He is already very good from a football IQ standpoint. So, you know, there's just a lot to like about him. I mean, and you also like that he's a good student off the field and takes care of academics, and that type of stuff's important to him. So, you know, I don't want to ever say a kid's got the complete package, but I'm a big fan of Owo Odighizuwa. I mean, I think the kid's just going to be a winner no matter what he does in life. If it's football-related, great. If it's not football-related, he's going to be special no matter what he does.
There's another pronunciation that doesn't look like the name. I wanted to follow that up, though. If Owa doesn't sign with Nebraska, who are the top two gets in this class?
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, like I said, that's Levante David jumps out to me because he's a kid at a position of need, a linebacker. Jamarcus Hardrick jumps out to me. I mean, Yoshi's a big man at 315 pounds, 6'7". You know, offensive tackle was a big need in this Nebraska class. They go out and you recruit a junior college kid like that, you don't expect him to sit the bench. I'm a huge Braylon Hurd fan. I mean, I kept hearing other people out there, other pundits saying that Nebraska's offensive class doesn't have any firepower, and I'm like, hello, have you seen Braylon Hurd's film? I mean, this kid's a tremendous prospect. I mean, so I look at those guys, they jump out to me. It's a pretty well-rounded class.
Jeremy, I guess as far as the Nebraska class goes, everybody knew it was down this year. Where do you see Andrew Rodriguez, a local boy here from Aurora?
You know what? I think that he's a kid that once he gets used to playing at the speed of Big 12 football, he's going to be a tremendous prospect. I mean, he's got all the physical tools. He reminds me a whole lot of Joe Staley, you know, when he's playing with the 49ers now in the NFL physically. You know, he's pretty. He's got great power base, good upper body. He's just going to need some time to adjust. I mean, he's raw. But he's got the body to be an NFL player, and he's got the all the other stuff. He just needs some time to adjust to playing when he's going to be playing against some of the fastest guys in the country.
I know during the dead period here, the last 72 hours or whatnot, there was concerns out there. Levante David, Cooper,
yeah.
Breon Carnes was gone. He went to Western Kentucky. Everybody knew that. Then all of a sudden he signs with Nebraska today. What is there a story there, Jeremy, or anything that he's just a Husker now?
Yeah, you know, he's just a Husker now. I would just worry about that more than anything. Obviously, I think where there's smoke, there might have been fire, but I know Coach Sims down there at Fort Scott thinks the world of the Nebraska coaches, and it's important for him to continue that relationship with Nebraska so they can maybe send him a guy or two later on down the road that maybe is a non-qualifier. So that relationship's important to him, and he knows that, but also so is the lure of maybe probably playing closer to home, and, you know, USF is a lot closer than Lincoln, Nebraska to Miami, where Levante's originally from.
Just another minute here with Jeremy Crabtree of Rivals.com on this National Letter of Intent signing day. Looking at the big picture here, as you mentioned, we always know it's Florida and USC and Texas and Oklahoma. They're always going to be at the top. They have been for years. They're going to continue to be there. But I look at your top 10, and the one thing that caught me off guard was Auburn, mm-hmm. number 3. How in the world does Gene Chizik pull that off in year 2? And I know he's got connections from being there before, but Auburn, is that the biggest surprise?
You know, not necessarily, because Auburn is in the Southeast. We're in the state of Alabama. There's a ton of talent. They recruit Georgia really easily. They've got Trooper Taylor, one of the best recruiters on their staff. To me, I dig a little deeper, and I see a cow at 12. And that's a surprise to a lot of people, especially with the struggles the Bears had on the field this year. Big 12 North rival Missouri at 19 is a surprise. I mean, Gary Pinkel's never recruited top 20 recruiting classes, and this thing is a shocker to a lot of people. So, yeah, I think Auburn, to maybe outsiders that don't follow this whole recruiting game a little bit, might be surprised, especially with Alabama doing as well as they've done, also a top 5 class. But I look at it a little bit further and see Cal, Missouri, maybe even like Ole Miss, a little bit bigger surprises.
Jeremy, is there a big miss in this recruiting class for the Huskers that they needed somebody that we just couldn't come up with?
Gosh, I don't know if I, you know, maybe if it comes down to it. I mean, it's not going to be the make or break guy. I mean, you're not going to make or break a class based on one guy. But I think realistically, you go back and look at what Nebraska wanted to set out with position by position, and they ended up getting the quarterback. They ended up addressing some needs on the offensive line. They needed help up front and defensive end. They did that. You know, maybe one more linebacker would have been nice, but realistically, it's a very diverse and big group.
Jeremy Crabtree from Rivals.com. He's the best. We appreciate the time, Jeremy. I know you got a lot more to go today. So who's going to be the number one recruiting class next year?
Don't give me that. I don't know.
Jeremy, hey, thanks for the time. Have a great day.
All right, take care.
Everybody go to Rivals.com. Of course, that's the place to go to check things out. And Sean Callahan, our local boy, will join us tomorrow from Huskers Illustrated and the Rivals Network to look at this class once it's all said and done. And Bo Pelini will address the media this afternoon at 2:30. We will have his press conference live right here on ESPN Radio.
He's the first person I've ever heard say the last name. Odigizua?
Well, they finally figured out how to give us a pronouncer on it. It's Odigizu.
Odigizu.
Odigizu. Owambi Odigizu. And I'm sure if he comes to Nebraska, kind of like we thought we knew how to say Ndamukong Suh at the beginning, it was Ndamukong, it was Ndamukong, and now we figured it out by the time it was all done. Once he tells us how to say it, then we shall know. Coming up, we're going to go over what's going on a little bit locally as well. UNK has not released their list yet. Hastings College has, so we'll talk about some of the area recruits. We'll take your emails, your phone calls. Don't forget to fire off to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, spell out the word and. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And the phone number is 888-455-3776. That's the number you need to know right now, because the Monster Trucks and Arena Cross are coming to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island this Friday and Saturday night at 7:30. And we are giving away pairs of tickets to you. And we're not going to make it hard. We're not going to be here. Are we just going to say pick your day, or are we giving away Friday tickets? What do you want to do?
Let's give away Friday tickets.
Okay, these are to Friday night. If you would like tickets to the Heartland Event Center, Monster Truck, and Arena Cross, 7:30, going on at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island, we are giving away pairs of tickets during this break. We're going to give them away until they're gone. So call now, 8 for Friday. This is for Friday. We'll give away some more tomorrow for Saturday, 888-455-3776. We're back after this.
Get your Cole Miller High Life ready, because the big game's coming up. And you know what that means. Every year, those big muckety-muck companies prance out their fancy pants commercials. Dancing monkeys, talking babies, celebrities getting hit in the family jewels. It makes you ask, what in the name of common sense is going on here? That's why the High Life has decided to buy a commercial on the big game and give it to some small businesses, the people who need it. To see their stories and learn more, go to MillerHighLife.com.
With great beer comes great responsibility. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Turn right now.
I don't know what I did without my GPS.
Turn left ahead.
I just follow the instructions, and it takes me where I want to go.
Continue straight.
Now I can do my taxes the same way with TurboTax. It has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step through my return. It even double checks along the way, which helps get me right to my maximum refund. Guaranteed. See for yourself at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money back guarantee. Details at TurboTax.com.
Long ago, the great giant socket wrench came down from on high to proclaim,
maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Keep your car or light truck in tip-top shape. Visit Tice Auto Care. For over 35 years, people have trusted Tice Auto Care for everything from tune-ups to overhauls. It's because they do the job right at a fair price, and they stand behind their work. So next time, visit the pros at Tice Auto Care, corner of 3rd and Denver downtown. Call 462-8573. And remember,
maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Sunday, it's the battle for the Vince Lombardi Trophy when Drew Brees and the Saints take on Peyton Manning and the Colts. Hi, everybody. This is Marv Albert of Westwood One. Join Boomer Esiason and me at Sun Life Stadium in South Florida for all the action. Can New Orleans win their first ever Super Bowl? Or will Indianapolis capture their second title in 4 years? If it's Super Bowl 44, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area as we enter the day today with high temperatures of around 40. Southeast winds will stay from 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, a slight chance of snow develops, which may mix with rain with a low of 28. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 30.
Yep, 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 yep. Boom, boom, boom. Gotta get that. Boom, boom, boom. Gotta get that. Boom, boom, boom. Gotta get that.
Well, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And don't forget that the place to watch the big game, I think it's a bowl game, and it's pretty big. It's pretty huge. It might even be called Super.
There you go.
But whatever that game is, it's between the Colts and the Saints, and it's going on this Sunday, and you will want to watch it with all your friends and have a whole lot of fun during the game, before the game, and after the game at Cunningham's Journal on the Loft in the downtown Kearney area, right there on the Bricks, north edge of the Bricks. They will be opening at 2 o'clock. The game kicks off at about 5:25. They've got $3 Coors and Miller Big Ass beers all day long, drink specials all day long if you're not a beer fan. There'll be giveaways and contests, lots of great prizes all day long. They've remodeled just about everything, new and improved restrooms. They've got a stage move. They've got everything different in there, and they continue to work on Cunningham's because people love it, and they're getting to love it even more every single time they go in there with all of the new improvements. And can you believe that we're just like 2 weeks away? 2 weeks away from today, St. Patty's Day. We will be there, the Doug and Daddy Show on St. Patty's Day. But the weekend of February 12th and 13th, Mardi Gras weekend, Fat Tuesday on the 16th, beads, beads, and more beads. You know what that means, fellas. And don't forget, oh, yeah, the beads. But this Sunday, it is Cunningham's Journal of the Loft for the big game, the Saints and the Colts. They open at 2 with drink specials, including $3 Coors and Miller Big Ass beers all day long, giveaways and contests. And speaking of giveaways and contests at Cunningham's, we have now given away a whole bunch of monster truck tickets to Grand Island's Heartland Events Center Friday night at 7:30.
Yeah, pairs of tickets going to Lauren in St. Paul, Mike in Grand Island, Brent in Burwell, Andrew in Kearney, and Larry in Wood River. I think we covered most of the area there.
That is good representation.
Cool.
Does it ever occur to you that it's just not you listening? Well, you don't. You know, we always kind of play the show like we're just listening to each other in here, and you don't listen. So I think we're getting more people listening to the show. We appreciate it. Thanks, folks. We always appreciate the calls and appreciate the emails. Big day, Daddy, for the Huskers, and also at Hastings College. They do what they have to do. They bring in kids from JUCOs or other schools across the country. And right now, we see that here are the local kids that are coming in, and they are headlined by Dalton Seeley. He is the captain of the C1 All-State team, St. Cecilia, of course, All-Stater and state champion. But he's coming in as a running back. Who knows exactly if that's what they'll do with him, but that's where they've got him listed at, is at running back. Also, James Van Pelt, a wide receiver and all-around athlete from Aurora, is coming in. Tim Krikak of St. Cecilia at defensive end is coming in. Some other Nebraska kids, Nick Masada, a wide receiver and corner out of Lincoln East. Trevor Wendt, a linebacker out of Columbus. Matt Klein, a defensive end from Millard North, is going to be coming in as well. I don't know this one. Mr. Castillo from Columbus Lakeview. Brilio Castillo? Something like that from Columbus Lakeview. He's another linebacker. Tanner Knox, a linebacker, outside linebacker from Millard North. Tom Rogers, a defensive lineman, had been at Fort Hays State out of Superior High School. He is coming to Hastings College, as they have released a list of 15 players so far today at Hastings. And we'll tell you more about UNK's class this afternoon with Coach Daryl Morris.
Yeah, Coach Merkowitz got to be thrilled to get Dalton Seeley to stay at home and go to college right there in Hastings. So great get for Coach Merkowitz. With a lot of transfers coming from Phoenix, coming from Hayes, coming from all over. So good for Coach Merkowitz. A team that made the playoffs this year looks to continue to be awfully tough in the NAIA ranks.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-ESPN, and that is the phone number on the show today. You can email the Debt Popper inbox anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Stu Pospisil scheduled to join us tomorrow to talk more about the high school scheduling. Sean Callahan to join us from Huskers Illustrated to talk more about what went on with the Husker recruiting class. We'll probably also catch up real briefly tomorrow, if we can, with Coaches Morris and Merkowitz to get to 5 minutes to talk about what's going on with their kids as well. Then on Friday, I'm looking forward to going to Vegas.
Yeah, Mike Perenio, Mandalay Bay.
It's via phone this year, though, ain't it?
Yeah, damn. But it's still all right. You know what? Anytime we talk to the owner of the Mandalay Bay Racing Sportsbook, get his thoughts. Get his thoughts on the proposition bets, where the money's going. We'll have it for you. We'll have it. He comes right from the horse's mouth.
Again, we talked a little bit about the high school class schedule that came out. I want to at least touch on the Tri-City schools. So in Class A, Grand Island, these are the non-district games. Norfolk, Omaha, Bryan, Kearney, and North Platte. For Kearney, Columbus, Lincoln East, Grand Island, and Bellevue West. In Class B, Adams Central, Hastings. I mean, there's just so many of them. What are you going to do? They play everybody. For Adams Central, Sydney, Hastings, Aurora, Crete, Garing, York. For Hastings, Schuyler, Adams Central, Holdridge, Seward, Scotts Bluff, and Alliance there for Hastings. And for Northwest, Crete, Lexington, Seward, Alliance, McCook, Scotts Bluff. Northwest and Adams Central don't play? How is that possible? How is that possible? They're not in the same district. How is that possible? Again, I must say one more time, how is that possible? Grand Island Central Catholic plays St. Paul. That's traditional. Centennial, Milford, and Fairbury are their non-district games for them. Then you move into C2. We told you about St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic earlier. Kearney Catholic. St. Cecilia, North Platte, St. Pat's, Cambridge.
Well, there you go. Start the season. Enjoy that.
That is just... But I guess if you're good, you're good. And if you're not, you're going to have to get better in a hurry. So there's a look at some of the schools in the Tri-Cities. We are unable to make contact today with Carol Russell, who was supposed to join us for our weekly Loper Link. We apologize for that, but we will give you a couple of Loper mentions here. Loper Link brought to you by the College Store on 1420 West 24th, carrying Campus Authentic apparel. Campus Authentic is so real, the coach might put you in. Check out a huge selection of Loper gear at thecollegestore.com. And by Charter West National Bank, let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons. They have the loans at Charter West National Bank. It's a big home weekend for UNK. The men and women will welcome in Metro State in basketball tomorrow. The Metro State men currently ranked 23rd in the nation. That's always a rivalry game. Women at 6, the men at 8. And then Regis comes in the afternoon on Saturday. And those games will be at 1 and 3 o'clock on Saturday for Regis. The wrestling teams are also home this weekend. They will be in action Friday with a pair of duels. Shadron State is coming in, and also Colorado Mines is coming in. Then Saturday, and those are at 5 and 7. Then Saturday at 7, Western State College, ranked 13th in the country, is coming in. The baseball team is scheduled to open their season this week at Northeastern State in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. And we'll see if the weather permits them to do that. And finally, we mentioned it earlier this week, but it has been confirmed from Athletic Director John McBride that UNK will be hosting the 2011 Wrestling Championships. So there you go. Uh-oh, Daddy. I have a surprise for you. The fine folks at the University of Nebraska have set us up with one more set of tickets for tonight's Nebraska-Oklahoma State women's basketball game. I didn't know this was coming. I had no idea this was happening. So let's end the show today on a good note. 888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN. If you would like to go to the game tonight, call in. You're going to have to pick the tickets up at the studio today. 7:05 is the tip-off tonight. Nebraska hosting Oklahoma State, 7:05, and the game can be heard on the breeze, but you'll have to pick those tickets up at the studio today, so call now. And, you know, we're going to keep it easy here. Whoever had the quick finger today is going to be able to go and use those. And the lines have been lighting up all week, so somebody's going to get a chance to do that today and enjoy that basketball game. Big Red win tonight?
Yeah, I think so, at home. I think there's a team that's got so much confidence right now. I think they take care of business and get it done.
Do the Big Red Men win any of their next five games?
No, they don't. There's a team, the same reason the women win, the men don't. They have no confidence right now.
They have no talent. Well, they don't have enough talent. They don't have enough talent.
They're all freshmen and sophomores under Ryan Anderson.
Have been forever, right?
Yep.
Who's our winner, Derek?
Yeah, John from Kearney. He's heading down tonight to watch some women's basketball.
We like John?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know, John. Well, let's get out of here. Don't forget this afternoon at 2:30, it is, of course, Bo Pelini's press conference. So we'll be back with you at 2:30 for Bo Pelini's press conference to talk about all the kids that have signed and will be Huskers for the next 4 to 5 years. We want to thank Jeremy Crabtree of Rivals.com for joining us today to break down the Husker recruiting class and to talk a little bit about what's going on nationally in Nebraska right now. They have 23rd in the country, with Florida and Texas 1 and 2. Missouri and Oklahoma are ahead of Nebraska in the recruiting class, for what that's worth. Also, we want to thank for joining us on the show today, Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. Talk a little bit about the high school football schedules that came out today. Those will be put on the NSAA website at nsaahome.org later today, so be checking that out. Tomorrow, Sean Callahan, Daryl Morris, Paul Merkowitz, and Stu Pospisil. It's going to be jam-packed again tomorrow.
Hey, looking forward to having Scott Shanley live from the Super Bowl as well later in the week. Looks to be Friday probably, folks. He's former Husker and now member of the Saints. We'll see you then. Doug and Daddy Show, 23 hours from now.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.